Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I've said this before, like, I will record something and then get, you know, I guess sensitive about it, self-conscious about it. I'm very, very just shut down, private right now, sometimes not even responding. Okay, well, everyone, I'm back, and do you know, I was just looking and realizing that it's been 25 days since I've done a podcast. There is a reason, and I'm going to get into that. That's what this podcast is going to be about. I actually did record a podcast, but I didn't post it. I let somebody listen to it, and he said, "Don't post it." I don't know that it was, I went back and listened to it last night as I was trying to maybe record another podcast. I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was at the time, but he took it a certain way and I just wasn't, you know, sure how I should handle it. And I do that every once in a while. I've said this before, like I will record something and then get, you know, I guess sensitive about it, self-conscious about it, and then not do it, not post it. And I'm just being honest. Now, I don't like that. I don't like doing that. And I probably shouldn't ask anybody to judge it. That's unfair. And the person that gave me the input was honestly just giving his best, his best point of view. And for whatever reason, he said, don't publish this. I think because he had all these questions and he was maybe, you know, questioning what was behind it all. And that's where I just got super sensitive. Well, I'm still trying to decide whether or not I will attach that original recording to the end of this podcast or not. At this point right now, as I sit here, I don't know. If you listen to this, I guess if it's really long, if it's a really long podcast, that's a good indicator that it'll be on the back end. If it's short, you know, no, I probably didn't attach it, but I just chickened out. But so anyway, the weird thing is, so literally it's been 25 days and I just, you know, I'm not feeling it. I just wasn't feeling like talking. And I've been really short with my correspondence with people, my responses to people. As far as, you know, as far as the Curious Girl goes, I've just been really, really I don't want to say not into it, but really protective or retreating or whatever it is. And I'm trying to figure out what's causing that. I think I have some ideas. And I'm going to share those to the best of my ability, because I said I would. And one of the things that's really, really pissed me off this year is I said that I would get more into the personal side and let my walls down. And I don't know how well I've actually done that, if I've actually even done that at all. It almost feels like right now where it feels like it's more up than ever. And I feel like I'm just trying to bide my time and get to December 31st and say, oh, thank you very much. That's it. I'm out. And there's several things causing that. And I'll start with the first one, because you know what? I was talking to Dee today, and he's really good and insightful. And part of, I'll get to the conversation in a second, but I'm just going to roll back for a second, because I know I mentioned, actually, no, I didn't. I mentioned it in the Undisclosed podcast. I mentioned that, you know, on the way back from our trip, we were having this discussion in the car. And, you know, he was really saying some things and asking me some things that were pretty direct, not in a bad way at all, just, you know, very poignant and deliberate in what he was asking. And it spun me a bit. I'm, you know, I told him that today on the phone. I said, you kind of fucking mind fucked me. I mean, you kind of, you know, you got me, kind of spinning a bit. And that's why I said, that's why in the next 2 days, I said, we need to go, let's go to the gun range. I need to shoot some shit. I want to shoot some shit. I really do. I want to shoot some shit. So, anyway, he got me thinking, and I've literally been thinking for, I guess, the past 25 days, because I've had nothing to say. And the one time I did, I'm like, nope, I can't put that out there. And, you know, if you were to see my correspondence with people, you know, on my website and on, you know, on and through social media, I'm very, very just shut down, private right now. Sometimes not even responding. A lot of times really not responding. And if I do, it's just kind of like, yeah, okay. Or a real quick yes, no. It's super, super, super generic and surface level. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm feeling really just, I'm retreating. I'm heading for the hills. I don't want anything personal. That's the space I'm in right now. And I'm just going to go do this. I don't care. A couple of the guys that, you know, I've seen in the beginning that, you know, they're always kind of around and, you know, wanting to get together. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. We're just going to meet. We're just going to fuck. I really do. I just want like totally mindless fucking with no attachment. Like it was in the beginning when I was footloose and fancy free. And somehow I'm not footloose and fancy free. And that's bothering me. And I also, you know, really, I don't ever do this. Like, I never say, you know, like, I need to see you. You know, I was talking to Clark. I'm like, no, I need to see you. I need to see you. Just like, I need to get lost in you. You're safe. You, and that's not a discredit to him because I have really strong feelings for him. But just kind of like, I'm really sort of like ferreting out like who is safe and who is not right now. And I don't know what to make of it, this reaction. I don't know what to make of it. One of the things that I know that's playing into it, and I'll just touch on it briefly and skip right off because it's super, super personal, but it's my mom's death. And, you know, when I was talking to Dee about that today, and, you know, it's been, I guess, I don't know, 6.5, 7 months, something like that. Seems like a lifetime. I feel like a different person, a totally different person. And part of that is just really sort of figuring out, you know, who I am now. Because that's not the same person when she was alive. And if anybody thinks that seems strange, it's just that my mom and I had, we live right next door to each other. We just had, you know, she worked with me in my business. I mean, we were super, super close and traveled together, took vacations together. I mean, you know, we were just close. You know, I mean, that puts it mildly. I don't know. You know, we just had, we spoke several times a day, every day, always. And so that is a big void. And also, and just going through the first, you know, this first year with no, you know, without her there and all the holidays. I mean, she and I were the ones that would be like, oh God, we don't want to do the family stuff. We'd be like, let's just tell everybody we booked, you know, we'd go book a place on the beach and skip the fuck out of Dodge. Just because we just, you know, we were just kind of like that. We were both marched to the beat of our own drummer. And knowing that I'm not going to see her again for a long time is really, really, yeah, I'm still adjusting to that. And yeah, there's times you just want to, I want to pick up the phone and call her and talk to her. I would love to be able to tell her like what I'm going through and what's going on. And when she was alive, she knew about some of the guys. And, but she never pushed it. You know, she never got too invasive with it. And, but, you know, she was just like, hey, you know, she was supportive of it. I didn't tell her I had a sex blog. I didn't tell her about a podcast. She just knew that I was kind of like a dating machine. Obviously, she'd see me leaving at nights and I'm dressed up for a date. I mean, she, you know, she'd be like, oh, okay. But anyway, so that is right now playing into it. It goes in waves, but right now it's just for some reason, whatever the reason, I don't know. It's heavy, you know, missing her is heavy on me right now. The other thing is just feeling like, again, maybe because of that is driving it. Who knows? I feel super, super kind of protective of myself. Like, nope, I don't want to, you know, I'm retreating and I'm pushing back on some, you know, certain guys and like, you know, being unresponsive. And I'm not sure what that's about. And then, you know, others I'm leaning into because I know I can trust them. You know, I know. I guess it's coming down to trust right now. I know I can trust them, you know, and tell them this stuff and talk to them about it. And they're, you know, my soft place to fall. I had dinner with BE. Was it last week? And just like, you know, I was like, come, you know, sit on, I wanted him next to me, physically close, you know, just like sit next to me on this side of the table. And we just couldn't keep our hands off each other. And it's just, you know, there's sometimes you just, you know, I'm needing that right now. I'm needing that closeness, and I'm not needing anybody that's, what's the word? I guess, again, like that I don't trust, you know, that I don't trust their intentions. But I am also kind of, like I said, I'm reaching out I reached out to TJ, and did he reach out to me? Hold on. I think, okay, let me take that back. He reached out to me, and I just was chatting, and, you know, he wanted to get together. And now I'm like, before I was, no, you know, I don't know. And now I'm going, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. I had, you know, we had great sex, and I'm like, let me have something that's just fun and in the moment and really impersonal. And when I walk out of the room and that door closes, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It was what it was. And there's nothing heady about it. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to analyze it. So I'm sort of, you know, kind of moving in two directions where I'm really either drifting towards, you know, yes, you know, I'm comfortable with you and you know parts of me after all this time, to it's either that, you're either in that boat, or it's like, you don't know jack shit about me and that's fine because we're just going to screw. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but I guess I'll just move in both directions and see, you know, and anything that gets weeded out gets weeded out. I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. So that's been my point of view. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to send this to anybody and say, hey, could you listen to this and give me your thoughts first before I post it? I'm not going to let anybody make me feel self-conscious about it. Not, you know, not that anybody made me feel self-conscious. I just, fuck it. You know, I came here to do something specific for myself. If nobody wants to listen, don't fucking listen. If it doesn't make sense, I get it. It doesn't always make sense to me either. I'm just pushing through this to do the best I can. And for some reason, I'm in a weird, weird little place right now. And it's been, you know, about, 25 days of it. And I'm not shaking it off. So, but I remember in the very beginning where I would second guess myself and I would not want to do certain things. And I just did it anyway. Sometimes I'd want to flake on people. I wouldn't want to show up. But I'm not that person. I'd have that impulse, but I'm not that person. If I say I'm going to do something and be there, I'm going to fucking do it. Just like another guy that I've always kind of kept in contact with throughout this whole little adventure, you know, he was texting me. He's like, well, you know, you can stop anytime you want. You can just basically, you know, like, hey, if you want to put the kibosh on it, put the kibosh on it. But my, just the way I am, that doesn't work. And I get this from my mother. You know, it's just like when we say we're going to do something, we do it. Hey, you can find yourself on the day, in the moment, and not wanting to, but you fucking show up and you do what you say you're going to goddamn do anyway. And you put a smile on your face and you look pretty. And that's that. And you know, whatever you committed to, it's only a moment in time. It's not worth, you know, not being good on your word. So that's kind of, that's where I'm at with this, is that I said I was going to do this to the end of the year, and I am going to snap myself the fuck out of it. And I am going to do this to the end of the year, and I'm going to get some more fun experiences in there. Speaking of which, I do think there's going to be, before the end of the year, I'm fairly confident there's going to be some multiple party encounters. So whether that's me with two guys, which I think I'm cultivating that between two guys that I want on me more than anything. Oh, yes. I think I might get my little dream come true, and I'm not kidding. I'm not gonna say who it is. I think I'm making that happen. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that, like, if I had my pick, the two guys that I'd want to do a male female with, I think it's gonna happen. Oh my God. Oh, yes. And then there could be another couple that comes into play that is in play. Just, I need to pull the trigger on it. So that will be interesting. And that'll be my first female experience. And I just want to, you know, have that too. So that's what's been going on with me. I've got lots of, now I'm back in my podcasting mode. I have another podcast to record behind this, which is I have a ton of questions for the guys. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a special podcast about, I'm going to answer questions about, I'll organize it. And it'll be, you know, with, basically I've got a ton of questions about BED and Cowboy Inn. And I'm going to go through and answer those to the best of my ability. Now, one of those questions I'll let you know is, somebody's very interested in the girth of D. And I said, I've never measured it. I don't know. So when I was talking to him today, I said, you know, have you ever measured it? Do you know what it is? He says he does not, but that one girl at one point told him it's like the thickness of a Red Bull can. But what we're going to do is, when I see him in the next few days here, I'm going to get a measurement, obviously hard, which will be fun for me. And I'll have the answer to that. So I may, because I'm recording that podcast next, I may not have that answered, but that's all right. Anyway, I want to get past this podcast because it's just not so fun. I think I will just fucking attach the other podcast. I mean, I did a podcast right after my mom died and talked about her. Hey, if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen. Trust me. You won't hurt my feelings. It doesn't matter. No big deal. It's just me trying to stay committed right now to the original intention in the beginning, which was to document everything. And I've done a piss poor job, and I haven't documented the part that I don't like, the feelings. I hate talking about feelings. I don't like that. I just don't like it. But, you know, I need to kind of grow the fuck up, put my big girl panties on, stop being such a weirdo, get over it, and, you know, talk about what all this brings up. I mean, for fuck's sake. Let me lay this out. If this has not been condensed, you know, I am seeing D, B, E, Cowboy, N, off and on, Clark, and then Dun, 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 dun. Here's the, if you go back in the very, very beginning, there was the vanilla relationship. It got thrown to the wayside, but it resuscitated itself. So literally, it's five people that I like. It's a fucking mind fuck. It's my fault. I did it to myself. Nobody, you know, nope. I'm not saying anybody has to have any sympathy for me. But it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. And truly, each and every one of those people has helped me get more clear on me. And that's just part of this. That's the part that I haven't been forthcoming in sharing. So I've got, oh my goodness. So I mean, really almost 2 months now. So I better step it up and be honest and try to, while I have the fun, sexy stuff, I should include as much as I can about the personal stuff. Because it's there, it's always been there, and I've really just pushed it, you know, not talked about it. But this is my last-ditch effort to do that. All right, so I think I'll just include the embarrassingly mindless ramblings from the unpublished podcast. And, you know, you can just, anybody can, you can make what you want of it. All right, there we go. Give it a listen. All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. And I will start with a big fat disclaimer here. It's 1:26 a.m. I should be sleeping, but I can't. I am so in my head right now. This is definitely going to be a rambling, hot mess of a podcast. And I'm probably going to, if I publish it, I'll probably wish I would have, I'll want to rip it down right away. But, you know, one of the things that is bugging the shit out of me is what I said on the end of the podcast with D was that, you know, I really want this to be over and I'm really wanting it to be over a lot. And I think that I just kind of, you know, got derailed a little bit from my original intention, which was just to have all of this, you know, footloose and fancy free fun, which I've managed to do for the most part. But I think when I switched it up in year two, I kind of shot myself in the toe a little bit with not keeping it surface level. And it's hard to do, you know, it's probably impossible to do for the length of time that I have been trying to sustain it that way. And the other thing is that it just turned into something that I didn't expect, which was people listening and commenting, which is great. I'm not complaining about that. But what I've allowed to happen because of that is to get self-conscious about shit, you know, and not want to use it the way it was originally intended, which is for me to really document how I'm feeling. I don't talk about that shit at all because I hate that stuff.
the original intention for this whole thing was to push myself out of my comfort zone and sort of document that, I guess, but for myself. While I have, you know, quasi done that, and definitely, it's definitely been eye-opening, I'm feeling myself right now really, really, really wanting to retreat and pull back. And I'm heading into that kind of fuck it zone where it's like, okay, let's go back to the beginning here. Let's just, you know, I'm chatting with more random guys again. And, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to go, let me just go fuck this guy. And let me just go fuck that guy. And, you know, guys I haven't talked to in a long time, but I've just not wanted to see again. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. You know, I'll go, yeah, I'll go see him and we can screw and have fun. I don't know why I'm doing that right now. I haven't done that, but I'm on the verge of doing that. And I'm, you know, not sure why. I know when I was driving home with D, you know, we were having a really good conversation in the car, and I was kind of quiet and letting him really say some things. And I mean, it was thought-provoking. It definitely, I think, you know, he's really kind of like saying, hey, you know, we're not teenagers anymore. Why don't you know what you want? You know, what's the problem? And if I could just be so bold as to sort of generically, you know, put it all to bring together what he was saying, you know, we covered a lot of ground. Really good conversation. But I think that it hit me, and I'm just thinking, what the, yeah, I mean, I don't know what my goddamn problem is right now. And so I came home from our little trip together, which was very fun, but I almost kind of feel like he put a mind fuck whammy on me, you know, and I'm like, God damn it, now I'm in my head. And that can be a real scary place to be. And I'm just thinking, what am I PMSing? What is, I'm not, I mean, unless I'm PMSing, that's not due for another week. Oh, I don't know. But right now my mind is a terrible place to be. It's a swirling garbage dump of crazy. And I'm second guessing everything, and just, you know, where before I took this trip with him, I was pretty, you know, I knew that emotionally I've been pushing myself not to hold back, but that I still have been holding back. That does piss me off. You know, I really don't want to do that anymore. And look, and see, here it is. I'm getting messages at 1:30. Anyway, someone's asking me, I'm just going to see it. This is the mood I'm in. Tell me about yourself. Hey, shit stick. If you can't fucking read, you're not going to know shit. I put a lot out there. I hate when people ask me that. It drives me crazy. Tell me about yourself. Well, I have a whole fucking website that talks about myself, and I'm sick of talking about myself. So why don't you go and do some reading with your eyeballs? There. Oh, something has got me. Something has set me off here. I'm, you know, I don't know. Again, like, who I am in a mood. But, oh, damn, no, where was I? Don't have any notes either. Didn't send, again, I don't know why I'm freewheeling these podcasts. They're the ones I do by myself where I don't plan come out shitty. The ones where I'm bouncing off some stuff off other people, those are kind of, those are fun. I've liked that format. Now, thank you, Cowboy Ann, for that. He really was like, nope, don't take any notes. Let's just talk. That was a good idea. And I kind of did that with D, and that worked out. That worked out nicely too. But, you know, I think it's also a combination of this past weekend, I was with my friend again, Marianne, and we were having a girls' night, and, you know, she's getting in my head too, you know, just saying, I like this guy, I don't like that guy, you know, really. The one thing about her is, which I'd kind of forgotten, is over the years, like either she liked somebody that I was seeing or she did not. And she doesn't make any bones about it, which is cool. She just says it like it is from her point of view. But, you know, I get, you know, I'm getting that influence. And then, you know, D's really asking me, bringing up some good points, giving me a lot of food for thought. And, you know, I'm just in my goddamn head about it. I'm hoping this will pass. I hope I don't go just fuck a bunch of randoms as a knee-jerk reaction, which is so funny. I mean, I would never, before I did this, that would never be my outlet. I wouldn't be just out there going, okay, like, fine, I'm just going to go sleep with this guy and I don't give a shit, you know, just because I don't want to think about what maybe I should be thinking about. And, you know, you haven't really been putting yourself out there the way you wanted to, and you're fucking up. You should have been more honest and put it out there. And, you know, I'm being an emotional chicken shit yet again. And now I'm getting sick of it. Now I'm sick of my goddamn self with this stuff. And, you know, and then when I was talking to Dee about it, and, you know, and he's like, hey, I mean, he knows what he wants. He knows where he's at. And I, on some levels, I'm still figuring that out. And I'm frustrated that I'm not more decisive about it. And, you know, we were talking about why I never, you know, like with the two guys that I really, really love, like, why did I let them go when, just because they wanted to get married? I mean, I know why I did it with one guy, really 25. I just did not want to do that at that age. And that would have been, that was the right decision. You know, the other guy was a little bit after that, and I was more age appropriate for getting married. And I still just, I mean, literally, even though I loved him so much, I just didn't, like, the thought of getting married was suffocating. I felt like I would be suffocated. And that's still part of my problem, I think, even with being in a one-on-one. It's like, oh, don't, you know, I don't want somebody around all the time. because I, that's my initial thought. It's just, I don't want somebody around all the time. I like my space. And that's true. I really do like my space. People think I'm an extrovert. I have a side that's very extroverted, but that's a switch that I flip. I am perfectly content, you know, being relaxed, mellow. I don't have to have a big to-do list. We got to go here, do this, do that. I mean, I do like a slower pace, and sometimes I like that slow pace alone. And I think that I've always been worried that someone's going to come and infringe on that. And invade that. And damn it, I'm still feeling it. You know, it's like, why? You know, why is that still plaguing me and concerning to me when, you know, because you have, look, when you're in a relationship, you have to spend time together. And I want to, but I also like my time and my space, and it's just, it's hard for me to want to sign myself up, or in the past, it's been hard for me to want to sign myself up to just someone around all the time. And what I've enjoyed about these, you know, I'm going to call them relationships. I mean, they've been going on for a while at this point, you know. What I've enjoyed about these is that there's a lot of flexibility. And I get a lot of my own time. And when I do see someone, it's a lot of fun because you're not together all the time. And you actually, you know, I get excited, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, when I know I'm going to go spend time with one of these guys, I'm looking forward to it. It's not, you know, it's not like on my to-do list for the day. Okay, well, I know we got to go do this and we got to go do that. Oh, and we're going to go out to dinner. Oh, and we're going to, you know, it's not mundane. It's not routine. It's exciting. And perhaps I worry that that will fizzle. And I don't know that you can sustain all that excitement. I mean, when I have had long-term boyfriends in my, you know, one-on-one with the, you know, the one-on-one relationships, and even with the guy I live with, you know, it just got to be like living with my best friend, which maybe that's what it all ends up as. I mean, I don't know. So for some reason, that's not floating my boat. The thought of that, getting, you know, changing it up and having that happen are not so exciting. And the other thing is, you know, I get to keep the truth, you know, the truth about it too, is this way I get to keep people at an emotional distance. And I'm not going to lie and say that that's not comfortable. That's very comforting, very comfortable for me. Then I can say, don't get too close. this is just all fun and flirtation. But you don't really get to know me. And we can just keep it like it is. So, I don't know. Maybe there should be some counseling in my future. And I really miss my mom right now. Oh my gosh. This is the person I would talk to. You know, when I go through this shit, because she, God, for as much as she drove me up the wall and I drove her up the wall because we were so much alike, just two very, very, very strong women with some very clear, strong opinions about things. Damn if that woman didn't give really good advice sometimes. I mean, I was talking about that same thing. I was talking about that with Dee on the way back from our trip, you know, just some of the things the advice that she gave me that I took and how it, you know, it really, really was just solid, you know, and made me, I mean, I took a lot away from it and I could just use that right now. I could use her input and, you know, and I can't have it. So it's a drag. I really miss her, but I'm going to have to figure this shit out on my own. I'm a big girl. I'm a grown up. Time to put my big girl panties on and, you know, get past this. And like I said, this is just right now, it's probably all girl brain, emotional, crazy going on. And so the guys that are listening are probably going to be like, whoa. Yeah. But you know, this is what I said I do. And I haven't done it. I should have more crazy podcasts where people are like, what is her problem? But I haven't done it. And I've sort of sold myself short on that aspect. And I guess instead of wishing that this was done so that I didn't have to try to get in touch with my feelings, which I don't like to do, I guess I really should do that. I don't know. You know what I am going to do, though, is listen to this before I send it off to my sound guy. And I'm right now at this moment, I'm feeling there's a high likelihood this is just going to, I'm going to hit the delete button on this and leave this out. But if I man up or woman up, I won't. So we'll see what I do, but yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna call D and tell him he fucked me up. He fucked my shit up. Don't hit me with that deep shit. Don't hit me with those thought-provoking things and statements and all that. Damn it. I don't need that. You wrecked me for the couple days. Like you put the, this is the shit I'm supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be the other way around. I'm supposed to be, you know, confusing you. Not you confusing me. So anyway, well, I think I've said enough. And it's almost 2 o'clock and I got to get some sleep. I hope I can. But, well, there you have it. I hope that this, if by chance this is the first podcast that somebody's listening to, because most people do not listen to them in order, which you really, really should, shows the progression of what I've done here. But if this is the first podcast you're ever listening to, trust me, there's better ones. So just pick anyone on here is probably better than this bullshit you're listening to right now. And if you've made it all the way through, then you're probably married and used to listening to this garbage from women. All right. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, you know where to send them. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.